as he's being aided to on the field. As he took a big hit, he held in there and took a big hit from Arion Ivy. And he is walking a little gingerly. As they will set up for an extra point to try and make it a 7-0 lead. Well, the good news is Raiders will have two timeouts and 80 seconds here to try and make something happen, as they're going to get Thomas over to the bench and chat with him a little bit more. Posilovsky in for the extra point attempt for Motor City. He is 12 of 20 on the season. Kick is away, and it is through. And the Motor City Rams have taken a 7-0 lead on the Racine Raiders with a minute 20 to play in the first half of the PFA semifinal game. We are going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Now the Raiders will have 80 seconds, two timeouts. If they can get a good kick return here, see what Motor City decides to do on the kickoff. Corey Dalton back deep. You have Garcia and Woodland as the up men standing at the 20-yard line waiting to receive the kickoff from Posilovsky. Motor City Rams able to get the ball in the end zone. That couple of extra yards might have been what they needed on that penalty, because if they had five less yards, I don't know that that ball is caught in bounds, that they had the room to run that play. A couple of times the Raiders have fallen a little bit victim to that this season, where their opponents get a penalty, gives them a little bit more space, and they're able to work something out of it. Posilovsky ready. He approaches, squibs it. Woodland will bring it in at the 20. He's going to cut across the other side of the field, pitches it back to Dalton at the 15. Dalton trying to get the edge and will get up to about the 22, 23 yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Racine there with a minute 10 left to play here in the first half and a bunch of whistles blowing over on that far sideline. Now, Motor City Rams, they've had a couple of nice drives in this game. The first drive of the game took a ton of time off the clock, but the Raiders defense was able to hold this time. Like I said, I'm not even sure if Allen was the intended receiver there or just ended up kind of being that second level receiver where the overthrow found him. Came out of nowhere to pick that one out of the air. Like a hawk. 70 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Raiders trailing 7-0, trying to get something going here. Three first downs for Racine to 10 for Motor City. Motor City 33 plays, 158 yards. Racine 12 for 45 so far in the game. And must have been a penalty after the fact from all the stuff that went on the sideline. They'll actually move the ball up now. Racine will have it up at the 43-yard line. So first and 10 there, so that's beneficial to the Raiders, who will empty the backfield for Sawyer Schick and have trips off to the right side. One safety back deep for Motor City. Schick, with time, steps up in the pocket, firing, and throws it short of Garcia at the 43-yard line of Motor City. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Just 4 seconds used off the clock there as Schick moving forward, shuffling those feet, maybe didn't fully set, and threw it at the feet of Garcia. Again, stay tuned at halftime. Interview with Elvin Turner, the Raiders linebacker, for you. Empty backfield, they'll flip the trips to the left side. They have Payne and Garcia on the right side of the field. Motor City is going to go with two safeties back deep now. They back off, give a little bit of room. Schick pump fakes, flag comes out, might be in the area of a hold. Schick rolling to his right, throwing to the sideline. It's incomplete, and the flag might be backing Racine up. Well, Raiders pointing towards Motor City. Personal foul. Hit to the helmet, contact to the helmet. So that'll be 15 yards and a first down for Racine and put him in Motor City territory. They will have it down at the Motor City 43-yard line. First and 10. Well, you got to make these penalties hurt. A couple of big ones against Motor City on this drive. The Raiders haven't been able to make anything count so far. Kelly in the backfield now with Schick. They'll have three receivers over the left as Terrence Fitch in the game for the first time. Woodland in single coverage, but two safeties over the top, a cover two by Motor City. Schick with time, dumps it off for Kelly. Kelly down the sideline and not going to get much, if anything, as he is taken out of bounds. And it's a gain of one, and will bring up a second down and 9 with 52 seconds remaining to play here in the first half. 7-0, the Motor City Rams lead in this Players Football Association semifinal game. Jack Redlin handling our live stats if you're following along with those. Dave Zuper on camera. Daryl Januzzi, if you're tuned in on WRJN, our producer there. I'm Don Wadowitz. Second down and 9 for Racine. Ball at the 42-yard line of Motor City. Fitch in motion. Handoff to Kelly. Kelly, a nice little stutter step. Kelly inside the 30, and Kelly will be taken down at the 25-yard line of Motor City. Picks up 17. Racine uses their second timeout with 47 seconds left to play here in the first half. And the Raiders in scoring position, at least here, even with the leg of Brady Wodak, with a chance to potentially double dip at the start of the second half of play. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Well, let's see if anybody at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill is on our stream. We just played a Woodman's commercial. Can get a Woodman's $10 gift card. Looking forward to the opening of their store over in the Regency Mall. Two receivers each way for Schick. He has Kelly to his right, a first and 10 for Racine. Ball set up at the 26-yard line of Motor City. 47 seconds left to play here in the first half. They trail by 7. Schick with time, throwing for Woodland. Woodland making an adjustment, but not in enough time, can't come up with it. On the coverage for Motor City was Kevin Williams, and it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine with 42 ticks left to go here in the first half, trying to get on the board or even this game up, even if they can put it in the end zone. trailing 7-0. Motor City just marched down the field on their last drive and were able to put it in the end zone. Racine, with a courtesy of a couple of big 15-yard penalties against the Rams, have been able to get the ball down to the Rams' 26-yard line. A big run by Kelly as well in this one to help Racine. Three receivers to the left. Fitch over to the right side. One safety over the top. Now they're going to move Payne over to the right side, giving them twin receivers each way for Schick. Schick is going to put Payne in motion, slot right over to the left side next to Garcia. Schick looking that way. He's going to dump it out of the backfield to Kelly. Kelly makes the catch and goes out of bounds. And he'll pick up a few yards. It'll bring up a third down and 7 for Racine. Maybe using that one to try and get a little bit closer in case they have to go for the field goal with Wodak. Flags not kicking up all too much here. Light winds, 5 miles an hour or so. In the face of Racine, they have it at the 23-yard line. That would put it right at Wodak's long, a 41-yard field goal this season. Twin receivers each way for Schick. Now Howard Triplett in the backfield. He's off the left hip of Schick. Garcia in motion, slot left over the right side. Schick in trouble, going out to the right, is able to hit Ian Gaines. Gaines makes the catch, and Gaines upended at the 13-yard line. He'll have enough for a first down on a pickup of 10 for Racine, and they're looking for the chains to start moving, and they start the clock moving. Racine up to the line, and Schick just takes it and pushes it into the turf. As he spikes the ball dead, it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine. They have it down to the Motor City 14-yard line. So at least in Wodak field goal range here as Will Norwood steps in, the Raiders version of Chris Carter. Last year, 8 catches, 5 of those for touchdowns. This year, just 3 catches for Norwood for 64 yards and a TD. Gaines out to the left side with Norwood. You have Revolinski and Garcia over to the right side for Schick. Triplett in the backfield. He's to the right of Schick with 24 seconds left to play here in the first half. Schick scanning. Schick throwing it up, looking for Garcia, and throws it out of the back of the end zone. It'll bring up a third down and 10 for Racine. Racine, 19 plays, 74 yards. Schick, 6 of 13 in the game for Racine. He came in completing just 40% of his passes. Three receivers to the left. Garcia all alone to the right side for Racine. Triplett to the left of Schick with 18 seconds left to play here in the half. Schick looking. Throwing to Revolinski, makes a catch, stretches it for the goal line. Touchdown, Racine! Schick to Revolinski for 6 with 11 seconds to play, and the Raiders pull to within 1 pending the extra point attempt, and the offense is on the board. It's taken 6 quarters almost against this Motor City Rams defense, but Racine with a chance to tie it up going into halftime, and they'll have the opportunity to get the football first coming out of the half. But boy, oh boy, Bubba Revolinski, what a performance he's put on this season. He was the tight end of the year in the Players Football Association. You see why there. 20th catch of the season, 4th touchdown for Revolinski, as actually looks like Peralta is here, so he's ready to put the extra point through for Racine. Good job on Locke's part of pulling that snap down. The kick is up, and it is through, and the Raiders have tied it up at 7 with just 11 seconds to play here in our first half. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
The Racine Raiders offense able to put it into the end zone. And they tie this game at 7, the PFA semifinal game. Winner will go on to play the winner of the Detroit Ravens and Indy Bison. That game being played in the Detroit metro area here as well. Awaiting the Wodak kick. Back for Motor City is Allen. And Wodak with the swing of the right leg, a line drive kick. Allen's going to pull it in at the 1 yard line. He's going to bring it up straight up the middle of the field. And Allen will be gang tackled at the 22 yard line with 3 seconds remaining here in the first half. And see what the Motor City Rams decide to do here. If they're just going to take a knee and run it out. They do have 2 timeouts remaining. They have a big play offense, and one of those big playmakers, though, who just returned that kick, Allen, is hobbling off the field for Motor City. Future Thomas back out there. He had gotten lit up throwing that touchdown pass by Arion Ivy. Wasn't sure what his status might be, but he is back out there. And they are going to bunch of folks, it looks like, initially here. They will have one receiver out wide to the left. Nope, now they're going to split everybody out. So 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. So they are going to try and see what they can do here. Stephon Chapman back in the game for Racine. He was also hurt on one of those final plays of that scoring drive by the Motor City Rams. And the knee, and that will take us to the half. It's been a good one. Motor City Rams, Racine Raiders knotted up at 7 apiece in the PFA Championship contest. We are going to step away for a minute, and then when we come back, it will be my interview from earlier in the week with Elvin Turner, and then we will have for you the another commercial break, and we'll come back with stats. We're tied at 7 at the half. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Good evening, Racine Raiders fans. We're at halftime of the Racine Raiders semifinal playoff game in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, against the Motor City Rams as the Raiders try to avenge a regular season loss.
and keep their season alive. And joining us for our player halftime interview here this evening is Racine Raiders middle linebacker Elvin Turner. Elvin, welcome to our broadcast.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir, and hopefully the Raiders are doing well when this airs. But, you know, why don't you tell folks a little bit about yourself? You're one of the kind of contingent that comes from south of the border and makes that long trip up here to be able to participate and showing that dedication. But you know, let us know a little bit about your football background and what you do for fun and a living.
Well, I've been playing football since I was 8. I graduated from college. I went to NIU, then I went to Kansas. I never gave football a break, so after college, I got right into semi-pro. It's been a good experience. I picked up with the Raiders last year because Dre and everybody told me about it, and it's been one of the best experiences I ever had for semi-pro. I'm a gym teacher. I coach high school football from the varsity level. I'm a JV head coach. And I love to work out. That's about something I do every day. Coach, and I work out a lot, so.
Showing off that workout with that, with what you're wearing.
Get up, go to the gym in a minute.
Then, because a lot of Racine Raiders players and coaches do that, and so what's your experience? Why did you get into that aspect of it?
Because when I people get down when it don't go their way, I just felt like all the knowledge that I know, I love coaching kids. So like, it was like me could orchestrate my own little program to work my way. Everything. I love to see a kid get down and then right back up. Like, it's just something about helping a kid that don't want to do something. They be like, oh man, coach, you help me do that.
This is your path. Kids and to see that there's another level that they're playing and acting.
My past experience, like, I don't want to dwell on and tell them what I did. I want them to, like, don't make the mistake that I did, to be honest. So I try to give them the knowledge, and I know for a fact what wouldn't happen. So it'd be like, I don't think college for me. College one for me, something that kids don't, like, you understand. And the war zone we in with these kids, because I work with a lot of kids that tell me they scared to go home at night. They need an Uber. So it's like, that make me, okay, make sure you could. But like me, I got me, Uno, I got him on my coaching staff too. We make sure. And so it's just like, that's why I keep doing it though, man. I don't think I'll ever stop coaching.
You like, I mean, it seems like you almost take this like your father figure for a lot of these kids, you and Uno.
For sure. For sure.
Go ahead.
No, it's definitely like a father figure. Like my birthday was kids reach out. So that's how I know I'm doing something good. So it's like, okay, get it going.
That's got to be uplifting, because I was going to ask you, you know, kind of what are some of the things that you really can look back on where you go, man, I really made a difference for this kid or a group of kids.
Definitely made a difference for a kid I'll never forget. His name is Jason Newman. Jason Newman was on house arrest. But Jason Newman wanted to play football, and he was a great athlete. So he gave me his parole officer number. And I talked to his parole officer and got him to play football and sent him to a D2 school out of Michigan. Now he loves it. That's the biggest accomplishment I ever made in my life.
That's awesome. And I mean, I just think about the level that we're at, right? And how many, for how many folks, how many guys, this is like a second chance for them that or maybe they didn't even get that first chance. And this is an opportunity for some redemption for them.
For sure. For sure.
With yourself now and your play, always been kind of a linebacker?
Always. Well, only time I didn't play linebacker is my freshman year of high school, and I was a nose guard. But I had to lose 30 pounds, and then I became a linebacker. Ever since then, I've been playing the middle all my life, so that's how I know the ins and outs. That's why me and Gary get along so well in the middle.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that transition go? Because, you know, Gary had been in the middle for the Raiders, and then you come along, and last year you had to kind of get settled a little bit and find your time, your opportunities. How did that transition go between you guys or for you guys?
Well, y'all don't really know, but Gary played with M3 with me, and I was playing middle, and he's playing outside. So it was like, that's why he was like, anytime I come, he'd be like, reunited. Because we played at the semi-pro level together, and it was tough for people to run the ball. So it's like, I love playing next to Gary. You know why? Because I don't have to look that way. I know he's supposed to be there, and I know he's going to be there. The same with me. That's why he'd be like, Booga, I know you're going to be right. Yes, I'm going to be right there. I got your back, and I tell my whole team that I'm supposed to have surgery. I'm not having surgery until after the season because I know that my team need me, and I put my dedication into this. So, and I don't know how to not give it 110%. So, the Rams got something. They got a rude awakening this week, for sure.
Now, talking about that injury, broke your hand and had to play with the club. How has that transition been for you? Because, I mean, in your position, you know, defensive lineman, I can see maybe getting away with that a little bit easier. But somebody in your role, it seems like that would be a little bit tougher of a transition.
It's definitely tough. It's very painful. I'm not going to lie. Throughout the game, it'd be painful, but I'm hard-headed when it comes to sitting down. That's why Coach will be like, how you feel? I'll be like, all right, but my hand be killing me. But if I sit down, I feel like I let my team down. So, nah. It's getting way better, though. So this week, I'm not wearing a club. I'm just wearing a brace.
That's good to hear. With this season and you coming on last year, you know, the 31-game winning streak and then going into Detroit and the Ravens getting the victory there and that streak ending, a little bit of up and down since that point in time. What has been something that you've really worn as a badge of courage, I guess, for yourself or a badge of honor for yourself and maybe the defense?
One thing I just want to say is, like, I never met a team that go down. We won 31 games. We lost two games in 2 years. I mean, it's hard to beat somebody twice. That's why I be trying to preach to my team. Like, they going to prepare just like we got to prepare. If we lose, okay, we got a fresh start right now. Everybody 0-0. It's win or go home. So, me personally, the win streak was good, but I feel like it gave us too much. We had to do this. We had to do that. No, it was just coming with us having fun. And we didn't have fun at the Detroit Ravens game. So, like, that's why I told them, we're not having fun. So I knew it was going to go down here.
What has your experience been like? You talked about it's been a great experience coming to Racine and such. But you also played against the Raiders. You know what the fans can give you from the other side. What has that experience been like being part of the Raiders now?
It's been a great experience, man. It's about the best semi-pro team I played for. I love the experience. I'm used to playing in front of a crowd, so it's like, on college to come to semi-pro to get the same amount of crowd almost, I'm like, yeah, I like this. And I love the fans and the kids. The kids give me every home game. The kids give me every home game. I didn't pass out like 3-4 pair of gloves, and I don't even, they got me. So yeah, that's my experience with that. I love it.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not something you see, the number of fans that Racine is able to draw elsewhere, and that it's actually, there are fans. It's not just like your family and friends necessarily in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elvin. Well, the last thing I like to do with these interviews is to give the person that I'm talking to an opportunity to be able to give any shout outs that they want to give to anybody that's out there. So the floor is yours.
I want to shout out to my son, my three-month-old son, the Asher that just got in this world, and my teammates, man. I want to shout out my team and Coach Will so we can go on down here Saturday and get them this upset and make it back to Detroit again and meet the Detroit Ravens. I love everybody. So go Raiders.
Thanks, Alvin. That was Racine Raiders middle linebacker Elvin Turner here on our broadcast at halftime of the Racine Raiders semifinal playoff game against the Motor City Rams. We're going to step away for 60 seconds, and when we come back, we will have stats from the first half of play for you. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
We're back at halftime here from Star International Academy. Racine Raiders and Motor City Rams knotted up at 7 apiece at halftime. And take a look at how we got here tonight. The scoring, Motor City Rams, they had a 7-play, 75-yard drive that took a minute 51 near the end of the second quarter. Allen, a 22-yard TD pass from Thomas, and the Apostolovsky kick was good to make it 7-0. The Raiders, benefiting from a couple of major penalties against the Motor City Rams, were able to move the ball down the field with just a minute 10, or minute 20 it was, left in the game in the first half, but they took a minute 10, 9 plays, 77 yards. It was Bubba Revolinski, a 13-yard pass from Sawyer Schick. The Peralta kick was good to even up the game. Team stats, Motor City Rams, 10 first downs. The Raiders with 8 first downs. Motor City, 3 of 7 on third down. Racine, 2 of 5. Neither team has converted a fourth down in the game. Motor City, 34 plays for 158 yards, 4.6 yards per play. Racine, 21 for 87, 4.1 yards per play. Keep in mind that first drive by Motor City was a long one to start out this game. That's where a lot of their stats came from. About half their yardage came from that drive, and probably close to half their plays if I went back and took a look. We'll take a look at that in a little bit. 120 yards through the air for Motor City, 50 for Racine, 38 yards on the ground for Motor City, 37 for the Raiders. Motor City, 6 penalties for 75 yards. Racine, 4 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, you have Sawyer Schick, 7 of 14 for 50 yards and the touchdown. Future Thomas, 12 of 22, 120 yards and a TD. Rushing, we found out during half that 33 is actually Rashawn Heron, not Jason Kelly. So Rashawn Heron with 4 carries for 31 yards, averaging nearly 8 yards a carry. Howard Triplett, 3 for 6. On the Rams side, Kevin Mahone, 9 for 48, 5.3 yards a carry. And Future Thomas, 3 for minus 10. Receiving-wise, Revolinski, 2 catches for 15 yards and the TD. Garcia has 1 catch for 5 yards. Then you have For Racine, you have Heron, who has 3 for 20, and then Gaines 1 for 10. On the Rams side, 4 for 48 and a touchdown for Allen, 1 for 3 for Mahone, 1 for 1 for Atkins, 3 for 25 for Jackson, 2 for 24 for DeFerrell Davis, and 1 for 19 for Devin Ashley. Yeah, that first drive, yeah, I said it was about 17 plays. I wasn't too far off. Jack showing me 18 plays, 74 yards, nearly 13 minutes, 12 minutes and 51 seconds. Thank you, Jack. Defensively for Racine, Stephon Chapman leads away with 7 tackles, and Gary Young with 6, Arian Ivey, Elvin Turner with 4 apiece, Danowski and Hall with 3 apiece, Schultz and Cordero Williams along with William Hogland with 2 apiece, Ronald Haggins with 1. It was a sack. For Motor City, you have Butler with 2, Bell with 2, and then a slew of players with 1 tackle apiece. About ready to get the second half underway here at Star International Academy as we are ready for the third quarter. It'll be Postolovsky kicking off. Corey Dalton will be back deep for Racine. Raiders looking to try and double dip here to start off the second half, scoring late in that first half, trying to get on the board and see if they can't win this second half of play. As we await the kickoff, and we're having a little problem with our main camera, so we're waiting for that to link. The angled kick is picked up at the 25-yard line by Jaquez Woodland, and Woodland will bring it up to midfield for Racine, where it'll be a first and 10 for the Raiders there. With 14:53 to play, just underway here in the second half, a nice return by Woodland as our main camera is back online. Sorry if you missed the kickoff there. Woodland picking it up back around the 20 as they kind of pooched that one and tried to angle it over towards the near side of the field. Racine with the football. In a tie game, winner will advance to the PFA championship game. Motor City Rams unbeaten on the season, the defending PFA champions. Sawyer Schick, throwing his 5th TD of the season, has gone over 500 yards passing in this game. He'll have trips to the left, 1 receiver to the right, Triplett in the backfield, handoff to Triplett. Triplett trying to fight through that defensive line and will pick up a yard, maybe 2. Mike Burris Jr. is able to grab him, and it'll be a gain of a yard, 2nd down and 9 for Motor City, or for Racine. Check that, 14 and a half minutes to go. Sorry, trying to run everything we've got here at the field and do the play-by-play for you as well, the scoreboard bug and any of the other things that we need to get done for you here. 3 receivers to the left, 1 off to the right. That's Woodland, 1 safety over the top for the Motor City Rams. Schick with Triplett off his left hip, looking to pass, has time, pocket breaks down, ball comes out, it's picked up by Michael Hill, and Hill will be taken down back at the 45-yard line. That's going to be a loss for Racine of 6 yards and bring up a 3rd and 15, but more importantly, they're able to hold on to the football here because Schick just held that ball up high as he found himself in traffic with a couple of gray jerseys contacting him. Ball popped out of his hands. So now Racine has it back at their 45-yard line, 3rd and 15. Revolinski and Woodland over to the left side. You have Flores and Payne on the right side for Schick in a passing situation here. 1 safety over the top, Woodland in motion, slot left over to the right side. Schick looking to pass, fires for Woodland. Woodland makes the catch and gets to the 46-yard line of Motor City. Picks up 9. It'll bring up a 4th down and 6. And the Raiders will send out Brady Wodak in the punting unit as they will go 3 and out here on their opening drive of the second half. And going back for Motor City will be Kyshawn Johnson to receive this punt as he's standing back at his 10-yard line. Wodak tried to angle his first punt attempt and over to the left side and kind of shanked it a little bit. Still put it inside the 20 at the 15-yard line, though. Wodak standing back at his 40. Motor City showing pressure. They did get to 1 2 weeks ago. Wodak has to go up. He's able to get that one off. Johnson angling towards his right. Line drive kick, picks it up out of the air and then just gets what he can and runs out of bounds at the 26-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Motor City Rams there as they start the second half with their first drive here in the second half. 12:09 to play in the third quarter. PFA semifinal game here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Clouds are breaking a bit now. Two receivers will go off to the right side. Check that, they'll have one receiver over to the right side. That is, the other one is Torian Belton, the offensive lineman of the year in the PFA, wearing 34. Three receivers over to the left side for Motor City. Thomas hands it off. Flag comes out. And a few yards picked up by Mahone. And we'll have to see what the yellow is. It looks like it's going to be a hold against Motor City. And that will back them up 10 yards and make this a 1st and 20 now. Motor City has been bitten by the penalty bug in this game, as they'll now be inside their 20-yard line, down at their 17-yard line. We got here today a little bit before 5, and Motor City had two folks sitting inside the gates. Gates locked, would not let us in. Their players were in, several of them, dozen or so, maybe more, but they waited till exactly 5 o'clock to let any of our players and staff into the field here at Star International Academy. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right, Mahone to the right of future Thomas. Raiders defenders backing off. Thomas looking to pass. The lefty throwing, going for the home run ball to Johnson. Tipped, nearly picked off by Chapman. Chapman was there along the sideline at the 40-yard line. Knocked it up in the air a couple of times, but couldn't come down with it. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and 20 for Motor City. As the clock starts, Motor City with the 2nd down. Two receivers left, one off to the right. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right for Motor City. Thomas has Atkins to his left, the undersized running back. Thomas looking to his right the whole time. Good coverage. Tight coverage by Corey Dalton on Ashley along the far sideline. He knocks it away, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 20 for Motor City. Dalton has really upped his game the last few weeks. Back-to-back player of the week for Racine is Dalton. If he can get something done here, he might be going for the three-peat for the Raiders. Prime opportunity perhaps here with where the football is inside the 20-yard line of Motor City. Johnson will go off to the left and Dalton will follow him there. Trips over to the right side for Thomas. Atkins to the left of Thomas. Nobody in the middle of the field for Racine. Pressure on. Jump pass. Tipped up in the air and caught. Coming down with that, I believe, was Devin Ashley. He comes down with it at the 30-yard line. They'll give him credit up to the 31, a pickup of 15. But it's going to bring up a fourth down and five, and Motor City is going to send out the punt unit. Now make sure that it's Apostolofsky. It is, because their punter last week is also is Damon Batten, who is also a backup quarterback for him, completing 56% of his passes. Racine kind of being in a safety formation. A flag comes out. High kick, doesn't go anywhere. Takes a Raiders bounce and will be downed at the 43-yard line of Motor City. But we'll have to see what the flag is. Looks like the initial indication is against Motor City. It was thrown in the backfield. So Racine should have excellent starting field position. Batten last week averaged almost 55 yards a punt. Now he had a big one of 65. Several of them that hit and bounced and got extra yardage, like the first one that Apostolofsky had here tonight. But it is illegal participation against the Motor City Rams. And Racine will take over and have great starting field position with 9:13 to play here in the third quarter. They will have it at the 39-yard line of the Motor City Rams. Ball will be set up on the hash marks to the near side of the field. Garcia out to the left side. Now they might be moving Joe over to the right. They are. Garcia moving over to the right side of the field. Trips off to the left as Motor City makes the substitution. They bring in DeAnthony Jones at linebacker. He wreaked some havoc 2 weeks ago. Schick puts Payne in motion. Schick fakes a handoff, throws the screen to Payne. Payne cuts inside of Gaines. A flag comes in from the back judge to the middle of the field. Payne had picked up a few yards to the 35-yard line. And wow, that flag was thrown a mile by the back judge. Be interesting to see a hold against Racine that was seen from 25 yards downfield. And we'll back the Raiders up 10 yards. I believe the official that threw it was the white hat a couple of weeks ago. Did a really nice job leading the crew, but pushes Racine back to the 47-yard line here. And it'll be a first and 20 for the Raiders. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second drive of the second half for Racine. Started at the 39 of Motor City following a bad punt by Apostolofsky. Garcia in single coverage on the left. Nobody, no safety help over the top over there. Rolling to the right is Schick. Schick, if he finds him, he saw him, and there it is. Ravelinski makes a catch along the sideline at the 10, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Raiders. Schick launches it for 45 yards to Ravelinski, their second connection of the game. And with 8:29 to play in the third quarter, Racine has taken a 13-7 lead over the Motor City Rams. The PFA semifinal game. I was peeking downfield and I had just seen Ravelinski get by the defense. Wasn't sure if Schick was going to be able to see him as he was under duress rolling out to his right side. But he was able to see him, get enough on it into what has turned into, it's probably like about a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing into the face of the Raiders right now. Peralta on for the extra point for Racine to try and give him a 7-point lead. Snap is low. Locke handles it, and Peralta pushes it through. The Raiders take a 14-7 lead over the Motor City Rams. 8:29 to play here in the third quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Welcome back. There is our active body fitness trivia question. How many points has the Racine Raiders defense scored this season? Coming into today's game, exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Thanks to Active Body Fitness for sponsoring our broadcast here, as well as our high school broadcast. Kick is going to land at the 10-yard line. It's going to bounce out of bounds, and that will bring out the flag for that kick out of bounds. So Racine playing it a little bit safe here tonight, trying to kick away from the Motor City Rams. The Rams had a couple of decent returns 2 weeks ago, but nothing that seemed to be super dangerous. But Racine playing it safely here. So that will give the Rams, oh, there are a couple of penalties against Racine. One was declined, maybe an offsides, and then this will move it out to the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Motor City Rams following that penalty. I want to thank you for tuning in. Shout out to everybody at our official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. A couple of Woodman's $10 gift cards handed out in the last little bit of time here. And the official referee coming over towards the sideline. Not sure what is going on. Said something about something on the field. Do they need somebody else for the chain gang on the other side? That might be it. See somebody walking over there. So looks to be the situation. So Motor City getting a little extra time to get themselves together after giving up the lead, 14-7. Big difference from a couple of weeks ago. Raiders jumped out to a big first half lead, couldn't hold on in the second half. Of course, a big part of that was missing a special teams player like Brady Wodak, who you just saw on the last punt by Wodak. He was able to get a kickoff under pressure and it not have it blocked. That was a problem for Racine last week a little bit, or 2 weeks ago. 8:28 to go here in the third quarter. Racine with a 14-7 lead over the Motor City Rams. Motor City will come out with twin receivers each way for future Thomas. Thomas will have Mahone to his left. Thomas claps the hands, takes, screen pass out to Johnson. Johnson dancing around, trying to get the edge, and Corey Dalton fights off the block, and Dalton in there with Burton. They're able to push him out of bounds. Clock keeps moving. It'll be a gain of 3 and bring up a second down and 7 for Motor City. Oh, they make him second and 7. They're starting to move that a little more forward. Under 8 minutes to go here in our third quarter. Raiders just taking the lead. They scored late in the first half, just a few seconds left on the clock. It's been Schick and Bubba Revolinski teaming up for 2 touchdown receptions, passes and receptions. 2 receivers each way again for Thomas. Mahone to his right as we hit the midway point here in the third quarter. Thomas with the hand clap, and there was movement by Motor City. Their receiver on the left side, I believe it was Allen, with a little bit of movement. So Future Thomas got his own player, and it'll bring up a second down and a dozen now for the Motor City Rams. Ball set up at the 33-yard line. Dave Zuper, our camera person. Jack Redland, if you're following our live stats online. I'm Don Wadowitz. Small crew here. Scott Olson, our photographer, also made it out. Want to give Scott a big shout out as well. He's made a lot of the road trips this season. Always fun to have him on the bus with us as well. Twin receivers each way. Thomas, pressure coming from Hall. Thomas is able to get it off, middle of the field, incomplete as he was looking for Mahone, and Mahone comes up hobbled. Hogland in the area had a potential for an interception for Racine there, and it'll bring up a third and a dozen as the clock winds here at Star International Academy. See what the Motor City Rams dial up here. They have been able to convert some key third downs in this game, especially on that first drive, that 18-play drive by Motor City. I think they might have converted all three of their third downs on that one. Thomas with time. Thomas going for the home run ball. Allen is open, and he drops it. Allen dropped six, and it's going to bring up fourth down. Allen, who has a TD in the game already. Maybe a bit too easy on that one. And he's unable to come up with it. And Motor City is going to have to punt. Wow. Go from six to putting your punt team on the field. And a danger zone for Motor City with Woodland and Dalton back deep for Racine. Not too deep. They're just standing at their own 40-yard line here. Awaiting this punt from Apostolovsky. Racine looking like they might be coming for this one. They do a little bit. High kick by Apostolovsky. Woodland tries to field it. He's contacted, and a flag does come out as he was hit and wasn't given an opportunity to field that football. And Motor City is celebrating, but they're about to find out that this is going to cost them 15 yards. Ardell Smith Jr. laid the licking on Woodland. And it's going to be a 15-yard penalty in Racine football. Yeah, he does. He was almost face mask to face mask. You got to give the guy a chance. Got to have that yard circle around him at least. And so that will benefit Racine. Another big penalty from Motor City. As the penalty yardage for Motor City keeps climbing. That puts them over 100 yards in the game on their 10th penalty. And it gives Racine the football first and 10 at the Motor City 49-yard line. Half a field to go again for this Raiders offense. Can they build off of some of the momentum that they've picked up on two of their last three drives here? Revelinsky and Garcia to the right side, two receivers to the left for Racine. You have triplet off the left hip of Schick. And now Motor City's going to have to use a timeout here as well. They have two remaining. With 5:57 to play in the third quarter, we're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
That 47-yard touchdown pass, by the way, between Schick and Revelinsky. That is the longest TD pass of the season for Schick. The longest for the Raiders was 49 yards. 5:57 to play here in the third quarter. Sorry, didn't see that I hadn't clicked back on our scoreboard bug for you. We have that back on. Again, lightest crew we could possibly have to bring in this game, so appreciate your patience. Schick throwing middle of the field, and that one is dropped. Will Norwood had it for a first down inside the 40-yard line of Motor City in his hands and couldn't hold on. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. Pass from Schick, perfect there. Norwood, normally sure-handed, couldn't hold on to that one. Triplet in the backfield with Schick, Norwood over to the left side, Revolinski and Gaines out there as well. One safety over the top for Motor City. Garcia in single coverage on the near side of the field, under 5.5 to play in the third. Schick under pressure, throwing it for Garcia. Garcia fighting off the defender. It's incomplete and a flag comes out late. The defender didn't, Garcia was turned around, had a chance for the football, and the defender just kept running through Garcia. And it's going to be a free 15 yards for Racine. So the penalty yardage continues to stack up here for Motor City. 120 penalty yards for Motor City. They have 176 total yards. As Motor City trying to argue their case that it hit the defender first, but Garcia was turned around already. And Motor City needs to regroup. They're late getting to the line here. Three receivers left. Woodland all alone, single coverage on the right side. And now we're going to have another flag as jumping off sides was Motor City. And they just gave Racine a free 5 yards, and it'll bring up a first and 5 for Racine just inside the 30-yard line of Motor City. As we're getting ready to tick inside of 5 minutes to play here in the